One More Turn. Episode 1202, Hungry for More.
As a political strategist, Garrison,
I'm going to stop you right there, Reese. He's never called himself that. You're just using the label Nora gave him.
He did not correct that label, Bella.
He was being polite.
He was being nothing?
You would know about that, wouldn't you?
Watch your tone, young lady.
I will turn this dinner party around.
They'll call it that, Max.
Well, we are eating dinner, and this is a party.
Well, dear, the food isn't even here yet.
The reboot driver said I'd be here in just a few minutes.
What is there to celebrate, exactly?
Why are you even here, exactly?
When I was growing up, the host usually cooked the meals for dinner parties.
Seriously, Garrison, I bet if you asked Reese nicely, she'll see you to the kitchen and let you host.
I'd say have at it, Garrison, but I don't see Evelyn here anymore.
She was right about your political correctness, and call it like you mean what it is. Sex.
Then I call it like I mean it. Not that anyone asked.
Oh, I vouch for that. I've asked. Plenty.
Ugh, gross. Why did either of you respond to Garrison's comment anyway?
Anyway is right. Only Hudson hosts dinner parties. Right, Avery?
That was, is my meaning, yes. How did you realize that?
I've known Hudson longer than you, and most of the rest of you. Besides, this gathering didn't have enough of a hellish feel to it as you've come to expect from a dinner party.
Fine.
We already accepted an invitation, dear, and I don't think that was one anyway.
Are you ready to unleash your fat shaming on me again, Reese?
My what?
She means your jokes.
No, Garrison, she meant fat shaming. Jokes are funny, and those were not. They are not.
It's the baby weight, isn't it? I'm losing mine, but it's taking...
The child you birthed isn't even a year yet. Her kids are almost 7.
That makes me feel old.
It's because you are.
That makes you ancient.
Which is what fat shaming ought to be. History, that is. But apparently it's still okay.
There you go. Uncle Garrison, make your podcast about your effort to stop that practice.
As I've already revealed, there is no podcast. Reese bailed on our arrangement.
Was that before or after Evelyn bailed on you?
The next slap will be to the front of your head if you don't keep a civil tongue.
It was hardly an arrangement. All we did was talk about what to talk about. It was like we leased an office to conduct business before we knew what the business was to be in.
Hardly. That would have cost money.
But it cost time. And energy. In my head. I should never have agreed to be a part of it.
Then why did you?
Reese did it to belong to something. Having lost so much professionally and personally.
No, I... Look, I went to school to be a journalist. I have over a decade of experience doing it. I saw this as a chance to work with a political strategy.
There you go again, making a label for something that already has one.
Sad, really.
Given your relationship with Evelyn, I'm sure you know sad when you see it.
Everyone keep their hands to themselves this time.
Don't speak to us like we're children.
I'm not really. See, unlike you, Garibaldi, long ago learned to keep his hands to himself.
Long ago? He's only, what, 11?
Exactly. Okay. We've been sidetracked long enough. About this dinner party.
Yes, about them. You've never been to one of Hudson's before, yet you claim to know of them. And better than the most of the rest of us. I presume Bella is the exception.
What is in the middle of Hudson and Pedro's Venn diagram?
Ugh, gross. Have you been talking to Dominic? You didn't invite him, did you?
He's not here, is he?
That's not actually an answer.
The better question is, why did I invite you, Garrison? You're old enough to be my dad.
Because you're missing yours. Even more since you last met them.
Didn't go well? I see. That look says it all.
How did you know that meeting happened? Let alone what came of it?
Hudson told me. After you told him. It's ironic. He's close to me, you're close to him, but we're not close to each other.
It makes sense to me, Rhys. You've imprinted him as your surrogate father, and Evelyn as mother. Well, maybe stepmom in her case, because she has only started being with Garrison recently, and Garibaldi's mother is really the replacement for her.
Don't annotate my life like it's a televised documentary.
Not denying it.
That's enough. Both of you.
I really hope you and Evelyn get back together.
Why's that?
You two deserve the misery of being together forever.
I warned you.
Well, it is said misery loves company for a reason.
Hey, I do not resemble that remark.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Rhys, voiced by Alya Kalina Rades. Bella, voiced by Annalie Cardamandua Barney. Nora, voiced by Heather Pawprint 42 Motes. Max, voiced by Dark Cloud. Garrison, voiced by Steve Warning U2 Warner. Avery, voiced by Jennifer Lund. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
I have no intention of moving, and more in Nax.
You campaigned for Evelyn, who wanted to move past Doe too, so why not?
Like you just said, you don't have to vote for who you campaigned for.
Is this like you agreeing to adopt a child on our behalf without consulting me?